This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 22nd. I'm Paul Plagg. The ATA, representing U.S. domestic airlines, has responded to DOT's tighter disclosure rules on a la carte fees by promising to also make it clear to the public what a big chunk of ticket costs are government fees and taxes. Flight attendants for AirTran Airways have ratified a collective bargaining agreement, which takes effect on May 1st. Hawaiian Airlines members of the Airline Pilots Association have donated $14,500 to assist victims of earthquake and tsunami disasters in Japan. American Airlines says it lost $463 million in the first quarter, driven in large part, the airline says, by rising fuel prices. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has published the final agenda for its upcoming Pilot Training Reform Symposium. Thrush Aircraft, which makes those interesting-looking turboprop ag planes, has named Tropical Aviation Distributors as its authorized sales rep in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and the Caribbean. The first F-35 Lightning II full mission simulator has been delivered to Eglin Air Force Base's 33rd Fighter Wing in Florida. Training is expected to begin in the fall. A travel advocacy group calling itself We Won't Fly says it's organizing a mass call flood campaign to force TSA to stop touching children inappropriately. The FAA and the National Park Service plan to develop an air tour management plan for Big Cypress National Preserve in north central Florida. A group of general aviation airport operators that began meeting in late 2010 has officially become the General Aviation Airport Coalition. And astronomers are celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope's deployment. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks about the future of in-flight connectivity with AirCell's John Wade. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.